Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. A train desire. And a piece of a game. Even though I know at the bottom, show all my heart and gold like a gold. Fire on my rage, I am filled up for
Yeah. Remember that, Will?
Yep.
I don't think you're going to play that.
Last week, me and Will went to Coney Island for my birthday.
My childhood.
But before we get into that, welcome to another edition of I'm Mac with me, McCauley Matthew, and my co-host Will Remote on the other line.
Hey, what up?
So we're back after 1 week absence.
Yep.
After hosting the show 2 weeks ago from the Garden, when we went to the SmackDown show. And did we talk about, I guess we did talk about it when we were on the street. We were talking about the show and how, you know, we're going to see a tribute to Bret Hart.
Yeah.
And we're going to see The Undertaker. Well, you saw The Undertaker for the first time at the Garden.
Right.
Because I saw him previously. Yeah. This was my second time seeing him. And that was a good show 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely.
Yeah, well, we saw some good-looking girls.
Yep.
Outside the Garden. We saw good-looking girls in the Garden.
Yep.
We saw divas.
We saw Layla get her butt bitten by Helen Carter.
Yeah, Layla's
good. Oh, yeah, man.
And we had some good seats. We had some good
seats. Man, she had the second best entrance, you know, other than Undertaker, man.
I mean, damn. Yeah, she looked good. I have to admit that.
Man, how she stretched her leg on the rope, and then she does like this. Man, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, she stretched her head, like, you know what I mean? She does, it's like she's doing, I don't know if you remember that 80s dance, like the snake or something.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember what?
Nah, I have no idea what you were talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, when she stretches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to think of the dance in the 80s that you're talking about. I have no idea.
And she wrap her body around the rope, and she, like she's massaging the rope or something.
Yeah, she's sexy, man. And Kelly and, what's her name?
Melina.
She looked good also.
Yeah, they all look good.
We had ringside seats. We're, like, 30, 40 feet away. So we got a good view of the action in the ring.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got to see the Bret Hart tributes.
Yep.
You got to see Undertaker for the first time. You know, overall, it was a good show.
Yeah, it sure was, man.
We had a good time there. Spent 3 hours there.
Yep.
Then got to see some wrestlers after the show leave from the exit outside of the Garden.
So
Mark Henry.
I think who else did we see?
Kane.
Right.
But he didn't say hi to him. He just rushed to the limo.
Yeah. I don't know if he's really like that or if he's in character.
Yeah.
Probably was in character. I don't. But then again, who knows?
Who cares? I don't care about him anymore.
Yeah.
But last week, you know, there was no IMAX show because me and you, we hung out on my birthday. It was my birthday on Saturday. I turned 21. I'm finally legal to drink. Drink and drive. And, yeah, we hung out. We went to Coney Island.
Yeah, you guys. Cool time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to go there, you know, to relive my childhood, you know, because you just heard the commercial, that Coney Island commercial from, like, 19 years ago, 18 years ago, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good time to go back. It was Coney Island was the place to go if you wanted to go on a ride.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, man, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But nowadays, I mean, it's just not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, totally not.
I mean, it's not even called Astroland Park anymore.
I know, it's called Luna Park.
Luna Park.
Yep.
And not only that, like in that commercial, right, it's like, $11.99 for all.
Yeah.
You can ride any ride you want for $12.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Now you have to pay $25 to ride five rides.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
And then you have to go. And then if you go to another area, you have to pay like I don't know $30 or something. I forgot what was the other price of the other place.
Man, I think it was like $27. That's gonna in that other park also. They give you this damn wristband so you could go on any ride in that park.
Yeah, we were wearing wristbands to make us look like we were seeing a fan or something.
And, you know, we didn't even get to go on those rides in that other park next to it.
Yeah.
So they had the Wonder Wheel Park and the other park. I guess that's the main Luna Park. I don't know. Yeah, they broke in the damn parks.
And how did they explain how they broke it up? Did they explain why they broke it up into two places? Why?
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with that area, man. Konyan is weird. I mean,
how the mighty has fallen.
Oh man, come on. Back in the day, it was much better.
Oh yeah, man.
That was much better back in the day.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you're a kid, you probably still enjoy it, but I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an adult and you go back there, it's not the same.
Yeah, maybe it'd be better in the summertime, you know, the beach is open, you know.
Well, the beach was open. I mean, we could have went to the beach, I mean, but we didn't.
Yeah, but then again, there was nothing going on there. I mean, it wasn't, you know, summer.
Yeah, we did forget to go there. It was okay weather. The weather wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But, the bathrooms are horrible.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the worst, if not the worst bathroom I've ever been to.
Oh.
And I've been to a lot of horrible bathrooms.
You didn't even know if there was soap in it until I told you.
No, the water. The water.
Oh, there was water, okay.
Yeah, I had soap, but there was, like, little water dripping. I didn't know there was something to, you know, that you could, you know, make the water, you know, that could stretch out until you told me. And,
right.
You know, luckily, so I was able to, you know.
That's one of the worst bathrooms I've ever been to in any public facility.
Oh, yeah. If it ain't the worst, it's definitely in the top two or three.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
When I came out of there, I was like, man, this is the worst bathroom I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And you had to see it for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You had to see it to believe it.
And, you know, not only that, but, like, the food there, I mean, we bought hot dogs and french fries. The food was crap.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is the same Konyan where they had the hot dog eating contest?
We didn't even see Nathan's, man.
I think Nathan's is I think it's a block away or something.
Hmm.
Could be a block or two blocks away because it's on Surf Avenue, which is where we were. So I guess, we didn't see it, but.
Man.
It's still there, man. The hot dog with crap, the french fries taste like shit. Not like a piece of shit before, but. I don't mean that, you know, literally.
Yeah.
But it tastes like crap, and I mean, the rides were good. I mean, the rides that we went on, you know, weren't that bad.
Yeah, they were good.
On the Wonder Wheel.
Yep.
The Scare-O-Rama, that ride, you know, in that haunted house.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't that scary.
Yeah, it wasn't scary, but, I mean, it, you know. The only, you know, it was like they just kind of, it was like they were trying to give you, like, a back pain or something. You know what I mean? It was like they were giving you a back breaker more than a scare.
Yeah. They're bumping, the ride's bumping into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
And we went on the scooter bumper cars. I mean, that was cool.
No, but right. The bumper cars, Thunder, what was that called? Thunderbolt.
Yeah, the Thunderbolt, you know, that ride that's goes around.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're in like a plane that, you know, goes really fast, spins around.
Yeah.
Spins forward and spins back.
Yeah, they were playing like AC/DC songs.
Yeah.
Rock and roll songs.
Right. But the bumper cars, I enjoyed that because I got to, you know, bump into some little 10-year-old kids.
Yeah, I've seen that. I got the bomb to you, too.
You know, give him some whiplash, you know. That was cool.
And then John Cena came on and put you in attitude adjustment.
You went on the Wonder Wheel. That was my first time going on the Wonder Wheel because I've never been on
it. Yeah, me too. It was funny, you know.
I could tell that was your first time.
Yep. It was funny seeing Macaulay tap out, you know, the kid's mom.
No.
But onto the Wonder Wheel.
No.
Yeah, it was our first time too.
The Wonder Wheel.
Yep. And we had a choice to go to the white ones that don't move around, you know, the ones that don't like shake around, but we manned up. We took the one that, you know, give you the, you know, shakes around, and yep, it was my first time, and needless to say, I was.
Oh,
a little bit. I mean, I've been, you know, to Great Adventure. I've been on more scarier rides, you know, like I think the Scream Machine, Nitro, one of those Batman and Robin rides, mm-hmm. and some other stuff. And there was even like this roller coaster it's a roller coaster, but it's like you're in the dark.
Yeah.
But those are worse rides. But as you, McCarley, as you saw, your firsthand, you know,
dude,
I was a little bit more,
scared
than I thought I would be.
The Wonder Wheel isn't even like one of the scariest rides in Coney Island. I mean, it's a slow ride. Yeah, sure, it goes up and down and slides down. But Will, you are panicking. Like
yeah,
a little
man.
Girl. I gotta admit it. Sorry, man.
Yo.
I got the idea. You were panicking.
Yeah. You know, usually the other rides, you know, you have a seat belt and all that stuff. You know, the Wonder Wheel, you know, it didn't, you know, you didn't have no seat belt. You didn't have no harness or anything.
Well, that's true. That is true.
And you know, the one we didn't take the wussy ones, you know, that when it goes up, it don't shake up, you know, back and forth and,
right.
You know, like that. So I was kind of like, and they were saying don't touch the thing. So I'm like, well, I got to be careful that, you know, I don't, when the thing rock, I don't fall out and fall to my death.
And I was laughing throughout this because I just found it funny because, I mean, I wasn't scared. Of course, I knew I'm not, you know, we're not going to die. Well, even if we did die, I mean, you know, at least we'll go out, you know, at least I would go out with a bang, you know. But, I mean, it was fun, but, yeah, I did kind of find that a little funny.
Well, yeah, I was
just panicking, man.
Even I said that while I was on the thing. I'm like, yo, man, shoot. I'm not, you know, I've been on worse stuff, I mean. And I'm panicking.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, all right, make it sound. And I'm just enjoying the view and going with the flow, you know.
I did kind of get better, you know, the second time around.
Yeah,
but,
man.
That was more so the first time. You know?
Yeah, you did get a little relaxed, you know. But me, I was so relaxed, I could have probably jumped out of there. That's how relaxed I was. But, yeah, overall, it was a fun time, you know.
Yeah, it sure was, man.
There's some people hustling. I don't want to go,
you know,
too deep into that, this.
But, you know, that's how it is, you know, in every place, you know.
Yeah. Coney Island has some convicts and criminals working there, hustling people out of their money.
But, you know, it was all in all a great experience.
Yeah. Hustlers giving people teddy bears. Giving them teddy bears out, like,
and
what the hell am I doing with a teddy bear, man? I'm 21 years old.
I'm practicing Pokemon toys.
Yeah. And we threw those teddy bears, when they gave those teddy bears, you know, we threw them in the garbage. But those damn hustlers who were stealing people's money, making you play stupid games, and making you pay all sorts of money for nothing. I mean, I wish, don't worry, Will, I wish death on them.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, because in kindergarten, I wished death on the kid, on this kid, right? And the next day, an anvil fell from the sky on his head. Like the Looney Tunes. So.
Oh, yeah, nothing. I think I saw that in one of those Looney Tunes cartoons. I think he had beef with Wile E. Coyote, I think.
But those hustlers, they could go to hell.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Why does Coney Island have criminals and comics working there anyway?
I don't know.
Don't they have something better to do, like, I don't know, hang out in the subway or something?
I don't know. Maybe that's
where they usually hang out.
I don't know.
But anyway, you know, I don't think I'll be going, I don't think me and you will be going back to Coney Island anytime soon.
Well, yeah.
That's safe to say. Maybe we could go to somewhere like Six Flags. I've never been to Six Flags before.
Yeah, that
would
be sweet.
It's in Jersey, right?
Yep.
Jersey is where my crush lives, in Jersey.
Mm. Yeah. More than one reason to head out over there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Jersey is it?
I forgot.
Newark?
No, I don't think it's in Newark.
Teaneck?
I don't think so, but I couldn't tell you, man. I forgot. I couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah, maybe we could go there sometime or...
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Love to go there. I mean, it's, I'd say that's much better than Coney Island.
Yeah, it still has that feeling when you know how it used to be when you went to Coney Island, when you went to Astroland.
Yeah. I mean, when we got to Coney Island, freaking, we didn't even know what the hell we were. When we got off the train, like, what the hell is Coney Island?
Shit, for real. Because you know what kind of reminds me of? The South Park episode when Carmen went to Somalia. It was, you know, this magical place. You know what I mean? And he's like, what? Duh. You know what I mean? When he noticed how it was, you know?
Yeah, that's how it felt like.
Yeah.
It's
like, where's the aura? Where's the mystique? You know,
what's the
tradition? You know,
it's definitely not the same. Not the same.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. You know, I celebrated my birthday, and I want to thank you for coming out. Every time we go out or hang out, you know, it's an adventure.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So, it's not the ones that I want about.
Yeah, and it was had a good time.
Yeah, me too, man. Appreciate it.
And like after that, you know, after that you went home, and I went to the strip club. I went to Flash Dance, my favorite strip club in New York City. Had some strippers, blonde, big boobies. Spent some 20s here and there, you know. You know the thing I love about Flash Dances is that, I mean, whenever you go there, there's always good-looking girls there. You'll never be disappointed. And I think I got like 6 lap dances that night. And this one Asian girl, man, it looked like she was trying to break my teeth. Because when I got home, my pants was limp. She was rough and aggressive. Big boobies, big butt. She looked like what's that Asian actress? Kia Carrera? Is that their name, Kia Carrera?
Well,
yeah, that like the Relic Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked kind of like her. One stuff. She was giving some rough back. But you know, like, the best part I like about the strip club is when the DJ is calling the strippers on the stage. Coming on the stage, Natalia! And then she has to leave. She has to stop the lap dance that she's giving you and run the stage. And then, you know, that's so disappointing.
Was the Hard Dynasty there too?
Oh, no, Natalia was. No, not the guy. It's funny because I told one of the strippers, hey, you know, I would love to work here as a male stripper. You know, kind of be like the first male stripper to work at Flash Dance. But he said, but they told me who would be your customer because a lot of customers there are dudes. But they had a point there because, I mean, who would I be dancing with? Unless you could, you know, help me out and bring some girls there. You could bring some girls so I could dance for them. If I ever do decide to become the first male Flash dancer, I love Flash. I think I might go back there. I think before Halloween they have like this event where they dress up in costumes, like Catwoman costumes. And Tomb Raider costumes and some other female, you know, sexy outfits that they wear. second special Halloween event that they have every year. I think this year I might find you. You want to come? Oh, come on, man. Come on, buddy. Come on. Don't you want to hear the DJ say,
coming to the stage, Linda?
You don't want to hear that? Goodbye, love. But it was a good birthday, man. Again, thanks for coming out. I'm celebrating my 21st birthday. I appreciate it. And that. You know, next year for your birthday, we gotta take you to the Met Yankee game.
All right, cool. That'd be good.
Because you've never been to Yankee game. I've never been to Met game. Oh, yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah. We've never seen the Subway Series. Yeah, man, next year we should definitely do it.
Yeah, definitely. We should definitely check out both states.
Oh, did I tell you that one of the strippers told me her vagina? Oh, isn't that Steve Eagle? Anyway, talking about Yankees, Yankees are leading right now 5-0. They beat Minnesota, so Yankees looking to advance past these Twinnies. When the Yankees face the Twins, it's like, they're leading 100-0. Yeah, man. The Twins have been a disappointment. I thought they would be better than this year.
I didn't. This was the first time in history I was running for a Yankees to win the division.
Man, unfortunately we didn't. And the Rays, they look like, even though they won today, they look like they're going to be eliminated tomorrow.
Oh, Braves won today?
No, Rays. Tampa.
Oh, Rays, right. Because I was about to say, I didn't think the Braves was playing because they split the series yesterday.
I don't care about the Braves. I don't care about the Braves either.
I only care for them to get eliminated.
Yeah. Care about the Yankees. I was actually thinking about going to the Yankee game. I said nah. If they go to the ALCS, which I most likely they are, I might go to a game there. Would you want to come?
I'll think about it.
You could root against the Yankees, but watch out. Watch out.
I don't know. I'll think about it. I might. But then again, I would prefer, my first, postseason would be, with the Mets. But I'll think about it. But then again, who knows when that's going to be.
Right.
I'll definitely think about it.
Right. Well, hey, if you want to come, you can root against the Yankees. But again, watch your back. It's postseason time, man. I don't think you want to be doing anything to upset the Yankee fans during the postseason.
Right, yeah. Just save me a spot next to the fine Yankee, fans. And then
No doubt.
I won't say nothing. I'll keep my mouth shut.
But remember, if you root against the Yankees and you get killed, I'm not going to revive you.
You're not going to put 25 cents to the continue?
No, I'm not going to help you when you're getting killed.
So it's game over?
Game over.
But don't worry, I'm not that, I'm a Mets fan. I'm not like a Yankee fan who comes to City Field and talks smack wearing, Yankee gear,
Yankee fans can do that because, they don't care. Yankee fans don't give a shit. Yankee fans will go anywhere.
They're arrogant. They're always looking for a fight.
And plus, when the Yankee fans go to the Met Stadium, the only people there to fight are the kids. There's no adults to fight with.
And their hot moms.
But seriously. Let's go to a break, man.
No doubt.
I want to play a comedy clip, but on a serious note, Greg Giraldo, he died, on September 30th. And, he was infamous for doing the Comedy Central roast every year. And he was one of the judges on this past season's, Last Comic Standing.
Right.
And he's also had some Comedy Central specials. And, he died of an overdose of pain medication. prescription medication, I should say. And I just, as a tribute, I want to, you know, play a comedy clip. So, man, this is him on, he's doing stand-up on Jimmy Kimmel Live. So let me just play that, and we'll come back.
Our condolences.
Yeah. R.I.P. Greg Giraldo.
Good to be here in Los Angeles, right? That's where we are, Los Angeles. I live in New York City. Sometimes people argue, what's the best city? I hate when people say they live in the best city. You know, a lot of people in New York think, we live in the greatest city. New York's the greatest city on earth. How can you say any city is the greatest city? Unless you've been to every single city, right? What do you know? Maybe there's a city somewhere in Indonesia where there's like 28 people. 26 of them are hot chicks that'll you for a nickel. You know? And the other two are dudes that give you nickels. Now, that's a good city. You know, you want to check that out before you go jumping any greatest city on earth conclusions. That's all I'm saying. New York, man, that's a very in-your-face kind of place. I was in a train the other day in the subway, and this guy yells across the track. He just yells across the track. He goes, Yo, Monica! Yo, Monica, yo, you got AIDS, yo! And I thought, wow, that's how they tell you? That Michael Moore is right. We have the worst healthcare system. Up in Canada, they probably call you up, right? Maybe an email or something. They don't just hire some kid to scream across the subway tracks. Some people stay happy. You see happy people everywhere, even when they shouldn't be happy. They have no right to be happy, but they're happy as hell. Like I saw these homeless guys, and they were singing a cappella. They were a homeless a cappella group. They were homeless, singing a cappella, shaking a cup for money. First of all, how do those guys even meet? You know, how do you... It's hard enough to form a band when you got a house and a phone and all kinds of other band-forming apparatuses, you know. But how do you bump into other a cappella enthusiasts when you're out there on the homeless scene? You know? You think you're just sitting around the shelter one day? I need some crack. Me two, me three. Oh. Some people are way too happy. These people that make waiters sing happy birthday to them in restaurants. When they're grown-ups and they're adults, it's not Chuck E. Cheese. They're adult, grown-up people. And now every restaurant you go to, it's like happy birthday singing time. Like it doesn't suck enough to be a waiter. Now you got to become some kind of cabaret lounge act celebrating some guy not dying for the last 365 days. Do you do anything special for birthdays? Man, I was in a restaurant the other day. They came out at least four separate times to sing happy birthday to all the different tables. You can't even place your order because your waiter's got to become part of the shenanigans at table five, you know. Four different times singing happy birthday to adults, and they gotta make a big deal. They gotta go in the back, they gotta dim the lights, they bring a cupcake with a sparkler and a candle on it or something. Even the dishwasher's out there singing to people, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. It's my birthday too, but no one's singing happy birthday to me because I'm in the back washing dishes for 50 cents an hour, but somehow I'm the bad guy for taking away American jobs. What job am I taking away? Who wants to wash a dish for 50 cents an hour? Okay, yes, arguably, all of us coming over like this collectively lowers the labor rates in the country. We could debate it on those verses, but no, you're taking my job, you're taking my job, you're taking my job. What kind of ignorant is that? You're taking your job. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to pay the increased cost of paying a prevailing wage for some slob to stand back there washing dishes? No, you're not willing to pay the increased cost. You want the cheap labor, but then you want to complain about people taking the jobs. If you really want to stem the tide of illegal immigration, why don't you penalize the employers who hire us? Oh, because that will be politically unpopular. How old are you now? Now, Tiger. Hi, Tiger Woods. I just got out of rehab, I guess, for being like a sex addict or like a dude. And there's a lot of hypocrites on TV, all the relationship experts talking about, you know, how do you avoid trouble in your relationship? More communication. That's what they say, right? You need more communication. You think that's the secret? More communication? There's too much communication. That's the problem. Too much texting, too much email. It's just too easy to get caught. That's the problem right now. Look at Thomas Jefferson. Look at Thomas Jefferson. He cheated on his wife with a slave. In the 1700s, they caught him 4 years ago. Now, if you cheat on your wife and you cover it up for 200 years, you're pretty much thinking you're home free. That's all I'm saying. More communication. How is he supposed to communicate? What was he supposed to do? How could he communicate that problem? How would communication... Elon, I think we really need to communicate. I really, really want to have sex with other women. It's really hard not to. I really want to. I'm a very successful celebrity, and women throw themselves at me, and I want to have sex with them. I want to have sex with other women sometimes, because I was a loser, nerdy little golfer geek for years, and now I have access to all these women, and it's very hard to just turn that button off. I mean, I really want to have sex with them, and it would mean nothing to me. I love you, and I love our family, but occasionally I want to have sex with some women. It would mean nothing, and I know you don't understand, because men and women are different like that. Like, I don't understand a lot of things about you. Like, I don't understand how much you love shoes. But if hundreds of free pairs of shoes showed up in your hotel room every night, I guarantee you'd keep a pair every once in a while. Thank you very much.
Great, you all, though. Rest in peace. Yes. Funny
dude. That's vintage Greg Giraldo idea.
Yeah, man, he was only 44 years old. And he was on his way up, too, man.
Yep.
And I would say behind Jeffrey Ross and Lisa Lampanelli, he was the third funniest person on those roasts every year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it won't be the same without him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But unfortunate.
Yep.
But he's in the comedy heavens, making those angels crack up with his dirty jokes. Anyway, talking about Comedy Central, I didn't see South Park, even though you told me to watch it. Like, I was going to watch it on Thursday, the replay, but I didn't get to see it.
Right.
But I know it had to do something with NASCAR, right?
Right, right. Cartman, I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. All I'm saying is that Cartman wanted to fulfill his dream of being a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
That's all I'm pretty much going to say about that. You'll have to tune in to check it out, you know, on Comedy Central most likely tomorrow or online.
Yeah, I was watching the Yankee game. That's why I missed it.
Yeah. You're watching the Yankees, you know, score 100 runs on Twins. Like they did again today.
Yeah, the Twins, man, they're going down. I don't feel bad, of course, because I'm a Yankee fan, but
it's pathetic. He could even be in the postseason. Especially against the Yankees. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's like, you know, some kind, I mean,
you're batting practice.
I don't know, man. It's mental with them, I guess.
Man, when they pitch, they should just play the Benny Hill theme song. See the balls dropping, booping, balls going over the wall, yeah. All the, you know, all this, you know.
And in game one and game two, they had the lead momentarily, but then they,
yeah,
Yankees just came back and beat them up.
Yeah, and this is going to be like their, what, ninth game in a row that Yankees beat them.
Yeah.
In the postseason.
Yeah, man. They need Johan Santana again. And Torii Hunter.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, too. When Yankees, you know, clinches the division, I was saying, man, Twins is going to get their butt kicked.
But then again, even when they did have Johan Santana.
That's exactly what I was saying. How are they going to beat the Yankees? They didn't even beat Yankees when they had Santana. That's exactly what I said.
Right. Oh, well.
Well, good luck with the Yankees and Rangers. Yeah. The Rangers win 2 out of 3 in this series.
Yeah. And for the Twins, I mean, there's a lot of good things to do in Minnesota, like what is there to do in Minnesota? I don't know.
I don't know.
fishing?
Say what? Maybe. Oh, you're a fisher, right?
They have lakes there.
Yeah. Don't they have any, like, buildings, too?
They're
the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah, that's you. They have buildings, but
you'll see twins. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know what else is in Minnesota.
I mean, I've never been there before. I don't know.
Me either.
Don't they drink Mountain Dew in this one?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, maybe you'll have... maybe you'll have... this is the Bobby Ventura.
Nah, I don't want to offend the Minnesota listeners. Or one of them out there.
Hey, maybe you should ask if there's a listener of yours that's from there, and maybe they can tell you.
Yeah, there's one Minnesota listener right now.
Yeah. Hey, who knows?
Let's drop down to zero, so... Yo, let's talk about some wrestling, man. TNA was fat this past Thursday. I gotta admit
it.
Yo, that was probably the best TNA I've ever seen so far.
Cause they had Mickie James. That's what you're saying, man.
Oh yes, Mickie James looked good. She looked better now than she did in WWE.
Wow. That's wow.
I think she's lost some weight. I think she's lost some weight.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, she looked good.
See, that's what happened. Like, you know, that's what happened. You know, with women, women, you know, some women, you know, tend to be, you know, insecure about their weight, and when you hear people, you know, making a comment, you know, saying that they might be fat, you know, maybe they, you know, they take it to heart and.
Yeah.
But Mickie James, like, I mean, like we said before,
she wasn't fat.
She was not fat. She was not a fat girl. You know?
Yeah.
She was, you know, a healthy, you know, woman. She wasn't, you know, like. Super slim, like the most of the divas are, but she wasn't fat, you know.
No, man, she has a woman's body, you know.
Exactly.
You know, she is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She has curves. I mean, it's womanly curves. I mean,
yeah,
I'd have sex with her.
Yeah, I mean, what wouldn't?
Well, that's if she asked me. But she's a woman, and she looks really good. She looks fit, and she's in better shape now than she was the last time we saw her in WWE.
Does she have a theme song similar to her WWE one?
No, it's different now. It's sounds more girly. Well, I mean, her last theme song was girly, but this one sounds it kind of sounds like it kind of sounds like a Kelly's theme song a little bit.
Hmm.
A little bit. But I need to hear it more, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to offend the TNA people, you know, there's any TNA fan, but the WWE people who leave and go to TNA, their team never tends to go down.
Yeah, it does.
Compared to their WWE. Kurt Angle, he had that, you know, and this one, he has like this hip-hop song that doesn't even go with his whole Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know.
Jeff Hardy, though, I like his theme song.
Yeah, I would say Jeff Hardy would be the only person,
yeah.
You know, that his theme song, you know, is good, you know. He has a good TNA theme song. I mean, he is the one that he performs his own song, so that's a plus.
And with TNA, it's like, it has an old school feel to it. I mean, they had, like, Ric Flair versus Cactus Jack. And they were beating each other up, and they were both bleeding. A lot of blood.
Yeah, that's another thing with TNA. It's like they take it to the extreme. They I mean, I don't know. It's like their blood is gratuitous. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm from the Attitude Era. I love hardcore matches. You know, especially Foley matches and you know all the Dudley Boys, all those the tag teams, the hardcore title. But I don't know, TNA, it's like they do gratuitous. It's like, even in a non-match, they just bleed. They just bust their stuff open. I mean, if it's in a match and, you know, it happens or, you know, it's telling a story, then fine. But Ric Flair and Mick Foley, like you say, I respect those guys as performers. But it's like, they just bust their stuff head open just for, like, no apparent reason.
Yeah, they're busting each other up.
So did they bust, like, did Ric Flair bust his own head up, or Mick Foley bust his own head, or were they fighting and then they just both end up, hurting each other and they both end up bleeding?
They were hitting each other with all sorts of objects, like body slamming each other into thumbtacks.
Oh, okay.
In the ring, hitting each other with barbed wire.
All right, that sounds cool.
It was brutal.
Oh, okay, so they didn't make themselves bleed on purpose. They were fighting, and they ended up bleeding.
Yeah, but of course in wrestling, they have a way of making themselves bleed.
Well, of course, Well, yeah, they bleed, to make it. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, for storyline purposes, because I've seen, Ric Flair, when he was in TNA.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, he just bust his head open, and it just bleed out. You know what I'm saying? He just bust himself open, and he bleed.
Yeah, that was a brutal match, even though it was like, they were fighting kind of slow because they're both old now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it, you know, it had an old school feel to it.
Yeah, I wish I saw that play.
And they also had a TNA had like a battle royal for money.
Really?
Yeah, for like
that's really old school.
Yeah,
you see people fight for money anymore.
Like for $220,000 or $200,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of remind me of that WrestleMania 1.
Exactly.
Andre versus Big John Studd.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking also.
Yeah, you rarely see, you know, wrestlers fight for money.
Well, the Money in the Bank, I mean, that's, I mean, it's close to money, but it's really for a title shot, really.
Mm. So it's kind of like a Money in the Bank kind of thing.
But they actually get money.
Mm. And a title shot?
Just money. Just money.
Oh, okay.
But the thing I like about TNA is, like, they have an after show also.
Mm.
Like a post-reaction show. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Like where they interview the wrestlers and they talk about upcoming matches or matches that just happened on the TNA show, and they show some other stuff. I mean, I like that.
And it's live?
Raw should have that.
And it's live?
Some of it is live, some of it is taped.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Funny you mentioned that. Like watching the newer WrestleManias,
mm-hmm.
they don't have those interviews anymore.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like after the match.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be nice, you know. Like, you know, the old school stuff. You know, they, you know, after the match, you know, they, you know, they have, you know, people, you know, giving their comments about what happened after the match.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sure, nice. Scripted, but I mean, it would be nice to, you know, have a, you know, reaction with how they feel.
Right. Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah.
And on Raw, you saw Raw, right, with John Cena. He's with the Nexus now, but he's
yeah,
not really with the Nexus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated to see how this story turns out.
I think right now, he might just turn out to be pretending. He might be really with the Nexus and pretending that he's not. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, I think this is what they did was a smart move. Me personally, I would have loved to. What they should have did is when they had that 7-on-7, or was it 7-on-5?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was 7-on-7. Remember that 7-on-7 Survivor Series type match?
Right.
Type match. This was like a couple of pay-per-views event. Like maybe 4 or 5 months ago, or three. 3 to 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
When they had that pay-per-view event with Nexus. This was Survivor SummerSlam, I think it was. When they had, remember that when they had the choice to, you know, there was Nexus against, you know, excuse me, Team WWE, or you remember what I'm talking about?
Can't remember.
And it was Nexus. It was Bret Hart, R-Truth, John Morrison.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and
I remember.
Jericho. Yeah, this was SummerSlam, I believe it was.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was the perfect time for them to do it, because they could have made you know, John Cena turn on the you know, Team WWE and join the Nexus. That would have been the perfect time.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated to see how they turn this out, because this way it is more believable, because, you know, he could, you're going to see him most likely gradually turn into
a villain.
You know, into a villain, because right now he's going to, you know, fight them from within, but they said that, you know, the GM stated that he has to work with Nexus or if he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, that part is unbelievable, because, I mean, they're all wrestlers.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how they have that much power, even though, you know, he agreed to the match. You know what I'm saying?
You think he's slowly going to turn into a villain?
I think so. Because you could even see in the match, you know, he was helping Wade Barrett, you know, even though he didn't want to.
Yeah.
I think slowly but surely he's going to turn into a villain, get popular, and then, turn on them. Kind of like how The Rock was when he joined the Nation. You know, he's going to get fans behind him, and then he's going to get too powerful for the group. And, you know, fight against them, and then that group's going to just break apart, and he's going to, you know, just continue for, you know, to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
But John Cena is more, you know, established. I mean, John Cena is a 9-time champion.
Yeah, and he was already a villain already, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to see what happens with that. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I didn't see SmackDown. I don't know if you did.
I saw some of that crap.
Oh, it was crap? Okay, then now I feel like that. I missed it.
I saw MVP, I think he lost to Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Ziggler, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be Mr. Perfect.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I read on IGN.com. He actually says that, I think, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and Mr. Perfect are wrestlers that, you know, influenced him.
Oh, really?
So, there you go right there. He admitted it. And speaking of Dolph Ziggler, did you realize that he was part of the Spirit Squad?
Oh, yeah, dude.
He was Nikki.
Yeah, as you mentioned it now, like, his face was always familiar. Yeah. And whatever happened to the rest of those members?
I don't know. The other guy who split apart in the Soul Survivor, Kenny Dykstra, he got released years ago.
Oh.
But,
they were going up against the,
DX,
yeah.
And that, to me, that was the worst tag team. That was their worst group.
They're cheerleaders.
Yeah, I know.
They're cheerleaders.
Good for him, you know, Dolph Ziggler, he was able to repackage his gimmick and, you know.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's an Intercontinental Champion. I don't think he's won any other titles. I don't think he's ever won tag team. He's only won Intercontinental.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, so far.
And right now, he's looks like he's digging one of those new WWE
Rookies, NXT.
Caitlyn. Yeah, she looks good, man.
Yeah, she does.
You know, she got some muscles, but I could take her.
She looks good.
Oh, yeah.
So did he officially break up with Vicky?
I don't know, but on SmackDown last night, you know, she came in the ring again and helped him out.
Mm.
And they were hugging.
Wow.
So we'll have to see what goes down, but it looks like he might break up with Vicky and have a, what's her name, Caitlyn, as his valet or manager or something.
That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah, me too. I have her more as a valet. The sex lady.
Yeah.
She looked good, man. She should make me into her sex slave the way she has muscles. She has bigger muscles than me. Man. But, you know, Dolph Ziggler, he's becoming a better wrestler nowadays.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, the young guys are, you know, actually, you know, starting to do their thing now.
Yeah.
WWE is actually, you know, not burying these guys. I mean, with the exception of MVP. But, I mean, other than that, you know, these young guys are, you know, actually starting to, you know, move up. And that's why WWE is starting to get better.
Cody Rhodes.
You know, Miz. Let me think. Who else? You know, Kofi. Kofi's, you know, that mid-level. And I was reading the message board, WWE message board. I don't know if it's true, but according to one of these message boards, they were saying that how MVP tweeted that he doesn't feel like he's gonna get the, you know, he's ever gonna be champion. He thinks Kofi might be, but you know, it looks like now he's starting to have doubts.
Maybe he should go to TNA.
Man, I hope not. I hope WWE gets their stuff right, you know, let this guy get a shot.
Yeah, that's your favorite. Please turn
this guy heel. Because this guy was real good when he was a heel.
Yeah,
he lost his aggressiveness, you know.
He was like a pimp when he was a heel, almost.
Yeah, man. As a good guy, you know, they're putting shackles on his games. I mean, he got the charisma, he got the mic skills. You know, he needs to work a little bit more on his, you know, his moves in the ring. And, you know, he needs, I mean, the 305, a.k.a. was it, the play of the day? I mean, that's not a bad finishing move. I mean, that was something Benjamin's finishing move.
Yeah.
But I think he needs an even more devastating move. Maybe like that, you know, like when he does that kick, like when he does that running kick, I think he used to call it the drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a finishing move, but that move looked devastating, like when he runs and he kicks you in the head.
Right.
That would be a devastating finisher if he ever used that as a finisher.
And he's changed his song right now.
Well, yeah, did he change his song yet?
No, he still has the same song.
Yeah, because they've been saying for months that he's come out with a new song, VIP Ballin'. So I assume he was going to debut it on the season premiere of SmackDown now that they're in Sci-Fi, but I don't know what they're holding off on.
And he honestly thinks Kofi Kingston is going to be a heavyweight champion soon?
Yeah, according to the thing, he looks. I like Kofi Kingston. I mean, he's a decent wrestler. But I think Kofi Kingston, to me, he's always going to be a mid card level wrestler.
Well, I got to tell you, Kofi Kingston. I mean, the fans do loud for him more than MVP.
Yeah, but I mean MVP.
He does get the fans more involved. With that,
yeah.
You know, the who thing he does with his hands.
Yeah.
So he does get the fans more involved.
True. That is true. But I think I can see MVP more of a champion. I mean, he's bigger. You know, he got the he's more of the complete package.
Something's been lacking with MVP though.
Huh?
Something's been lacking with MVP. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not much excitement around him.
I don't know. I think he needs to go heel. Kind of like Cena. You need to you know, go back to what put you on the map.
Yeah.
And maybe that will, you know, excite, you know, the people. Because look at Miz. I mean, Miz was a villain. I mean, he was always a villain. But, you know, once he started feuding with Cena, you know, and starting getting, you know, the catchphrases, you know, he started getting more popular, you know. And that got him to the level that he won Money in the Bank.
So you think he should make MVP a pimp again? With the pimp hat and the pimp coat.
Yeah, man, let him be a heel.
I can see that.
Put in a theme song. Give him a mean streak. I think you could see him. I think the only way he could be a champion now is if he goes heel.
Man,
and then afterwards,
you should be going to WWE.
I wish. That's why when I get that SmackDown vs. Raw game, I'm going to be straight up balling, man.
So much time for the show to end. Want to plug your show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow?
Yeah, check it out tomorrow, man. It's most likely going to be later.
You better hold them available by that time.
Ha ha ha.